Hi, my name's Terry, and backstage you'll find our Claudia, who's in the zone and laying on the audio samples you'll hear throughout this invitation. Now, together, we'd like to welcome you to our latest audio encounter called Influence 100. It's an invitation to 100 audio activists, editors, filmmakers, YouTubers, whatever your field happens to be, to contribute 2 to 3 minute audio edits and mixes in response to our online archive of No-Go Zone's audio samples. Now, your edited mixes could be entirely based on samples from the No-Go Zone's online archive or mixed with recordings of your own. This could be the recording of text you've read or written in response to listening to our online samples, and your contribution will be included in our online publications and an exclusive DVD, Influence 100, to be released in December 2007. Now, in case you're wondering how we got here, well, first we found ourselves an old VW minibus and next decided to rip out its excess seating, replacing it with floor rugs and a good supply of light refreshments. The No-Go Zone studio bus was now ready and rolling, and with that, armed with headphones, microphones and mini disc recorders, we hit South London's Camberwell School of Art as it prepared for the annual Camberwell Arts Festival. Here is where we started our search for stories, thoughts, and discussions of No-Go Zones, with an emphasis on art and its practice.
I don't want a hen night. That's rubbish. I want a stag night. I want to get taken away and put on a ferry to France when I'm really like drunk, and I wake up in Dover like, what's going on?
This led to the development of a drop-in audio radio production studio in the college's lecture theatre. There, we were able to invite and engage even further with the students, staff, visitors and passers-by on their issues, ideas and thoughts of No-Go Zones.
Laws have been being passed recently. People not standing up for themselves as much as they would think they would. Everyone doesn't seem to have no backbone these days, so.
Journeying deeper into this audio project, we next encountered some teenagers from a young offenders group who joined us in our search for stories and were also in need of a few answers.
What was going to happen? Probably flirt. Flirt
probably takes. So why would it have happened in her house when no one's there?
I was sleeping in her bed.
Why would she be sleeping in your bed? Why would she not sleep in your bed and you sleep on the sofa?
Oh no, look.
Go sleep with mom's.
So, with a combination of Camberwell School of Arts students and teenagers from the Young Offenders Group, we found ourselves a production team for the making of this project.
Jam Bennett, oh, me, so many aliases, I feel they represent like different parts of me. Like Art Plus is like how I really reflect on things, how I take things to another level. Croops is just like how, like sometimes if I just like just go straight raw. And Grimms is like if I really just want to destroy something, like I think of it like as I'm getting, like I really have to kill something lyrically, then I have to get down on it.
Having secured 6 weeks of live broadcasts on Resonance 104.4 FM and podcasted on archive.org, all of which are freely available online, and track 5 of this CD has Claudia filling you in with details of all the online links to the No-Go Zone's archive. And just to say that at the end of this CD, in fact, lies a few audio samples from the archive, just to get you started. The No-Go Zones project toured various areas in South London where gatherings for our recordings were happening constantly, although our next encounter took us just a little further than expected. Canadian radio station CJAM 91.5 FM featured live mixes from the No-Go Zone's online archive. Garth Rennie from the weekly show Soundscape Rhythms applied his style to our audio samples by first accessing our online archive and then producing a live on-air mix whilst holding a telephone conversation with us in London.
In Detroit, because we have a long history of No-Go Zones, and I hope that there are members of the community who are listening in today who understand and will take the opportunity to go to the no-go zones link on the Resonance FM website and download and utilize some of these sounds and incorporate the recordings from our no-go zones and the experiences of boundary and perimeter here in Windsor and Detroit.
This was the first in a series of no-go zones radio correspondences and exchanges between London and Windsor, Detroit, Canada. Now, the gathering of so many audio samples has led to the development of the No-Go Zones online audio archive, which can be accessed by all, and it's with this that we welcome you to Influence 100, the next encounter, concept, and journey inside an audio radio project.
Trained correctly, you get, you know, the proper education and the proper, I don't know, dance moves. And why, okay, you can do street dance, but why not learn ballet to enhance your street dances? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. So I don't know, I do see myself retiring in Jamaica, sitting pretty on my art institution.